From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Fury in the streets of Istanbul, Turkey, where hundreds tried to storm the Israeli consulate today. It was a similar scene in Greece and parts of the Arab world reacting to Israel's deadly attack this morning on an International 8 flotilla bound for Gaza. At least 9 people died in the clash. Dozens more were wounded. NPR's Linda Gradstein is covering events from Jerusalem. She says the Turkish flagged ship carrying hundreds of international activists and thousands of tons of aid for Gaza has been dragged into an Israeli port along with 5 other ships.
16 hours after Israeli troops first boarded the Mavi Marmara, it was towed into Israel's Ashdod port. The 600 activists on board will be given the choice between deportation and an Israeli jail. Israeli officials continue to insist that the activists sparked the violence by attacking the soldiers with iron bars and knives when they boarded the ship in international waters. The activists say the soldiers opened fire first. The incident has become a diplomatic nightmare for Israel. The Turkish prime minister accused Israel of, quote, state terrorism, and there have been anti-Israel demonstrations in cities around the world. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu cut short a trip to the U.S. and is passing up a meeting with President Obama to return to Israel and try to handle the diplomatic fallout. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Meanwhile, the UN Security Council is holding an emergency meeting on the Israeli attack. Earlier today, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for a full investigation. A lone bugler plays taps as dignitaries and fallen service members' families stood silently at Arlington National Cemetery. Vice President Joe Biden laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. NPR's Paul Brown reports one thread running through the many Memorial Day commemorations in Washington, appreciation for sacrifice in the name of freedom and security.
Admiral Mike Mullen, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says the real meaning of Memorial Day should be remembered among the holiday barbecues and one-day sales at stores. At Arlington National Cemetery, Mullen says this day is about honoring people who gave their all.
Our treasured keepsakes will be the lives we celebrate.
And that's just the reason Vietnam veteran Joe Ingino gives for coming from Long Island to D.C. and the Vietnam Veterans Memorial every Memorial Day.
I'm down here to remember my brothers and sisters that are on that wall. I got a lot of my friends on that wall.
Ingino says his best moments at the memorial are when people come up to him and say, thank you. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
American troops stationed thousands of miles away in Afghanistan also pay tribute this Memorial Day. From Washington, this is NPR News. The next U.S.-Russian crew to go to the International Space Station is confirmed for their mission. The Russian commander says they were fully prepared even though they initially flunked one of their tests. From Moscow, Peter Van Dyke has our story.
Russian cosmonaut Fyodor Yuchikin and NASA astronauts Doug Wheelock and Shannon Walker passed a series of rigorous tests last week on a replica of the Soyuz spaceship that will ferry them to and from the International Space Station and on a mock-up of the Russian segment of the orbiter. Yuchikin admitted they had to take an equipment test twice. The mission commander took responsibility for the failure and said it had showed the crew's team spirit. They are due to blast off from the Baikonur Space Center in Kazakhstan on June 16 and will spend 164 days in orbit. Yuchikin said the mission mascot would be a toy dog that has served him well on 2 previous flights. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
China is banning courts from considering evidence obtained through torture and threats, and Beijing says any evidence gathered under duress will be thrown out in death penalty cases under appeal. The new regulations on torture are the most specific yet on what is admissible in a Chinese court. Facebook is up and running in Pakistan again. A local court lifted its ban today on the social networking website, provided there is no access to material that the government deems blasphemous. Facebook was blocked 2 weeks ago after carrying a competition to draw Islam's prophet Muhammad. There are reports of an attack in eastern Pakistan today. Authorities say 2 gunmen attacked a hospital in the eastern part of the country, killing several people. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.